bound for South Australia, 7th to the 13th of August, 1836. In the 25th week of the story, drunkenness was a problem, both on Kangaroo Island and on board the ships still making their way to South Australia. 1 week after the Duke of York and the Lady Mary Pelham had arrived on Kangaroo Island, Samuel Stevens was still having trouble getting his men working. "Most of the men are very troublesome, impertinent, idle and dissatisfied, and it is all but impossible to keep them in anything like working trim." There had been quite a bit of rum consumed by some, and Stevens suspected that the stores of spirits might run out soon. The conduct of the party became so outrageous as to warrant the supposition that an attack was meditated upon the store with a view of possessing themselves of a further supply of spirits. Quarrelling, fighting, and obscene and blasphemous discourse and threatening language having proceeded to an alarming height, I armed myself and mounted guard till 7 a.m. On board the Africaine, still at sea, Robert Goodger also noted the effects of alcohol. "One of our servants put on the appearance of mental derangement. The surgeon, however, attributed her conduct to the effect of spirituous liquors, in consequence of complaints having been made of the conduct of other females in the steerage arising from the same cause. Captain Duff ordered that no spirits should be served out henceforth to the women and children. This order occasioned no doubt dismay among the labouring emigrants, but I am thoroughly convinced that no ship containing a large number of poor persons can be other than an arena for discord while spirits are served out as articles of rations." Meanwhile, young Bingham Hutchinson on board the Buffalo had a moment of distress, thinking he was about to be attacked by a shark.
"Hove to pick up a beam of deal covered in barnacles. Having obtained permission, I leaped overboard in my clothes and swam towards the boat. Some of my companions called out that a shark was following me, so I got astride of the log, where the fish followed me, but proved to be a few dolphins.